Anonymous from Toronto asks, seeing as how Yom HaTzmaut is coming up, I was wondering why some people hold it as a holiday and others don't. I know that there's a certain amount of animosity between the two sections that hold it and those who don't hold it, and I was wondering why that is. I heard different reasons for saying Hallel and not saying Hallel. Should we say Hallel this day or not? Also, if one goes to a Yom HaTzmaut party, since it's during Sfira, can music be played and listened to? If you could help me, that would be great. Okay, really, the depth and breadth of answering this question is not for this forum, but just very concisely and briefly, from the time of secular Zionism's emergence on the scene, there were two divergent views of how to deal with a philosophy that basically was one that was at odds with the Torah, insofar that secular Zionism says that the basis of the Jewish people is nationalism and not the Torah. There were those that held that even though secular Zionism is not a Torah philosophy, but one can work together with the organization on common ground of wanting to build and settle and at that time secure a political entity in Israel. The other group held that, first of all, securing a political entity in Israel may be forbidden. Even if it's not forbidden, it's not a necessity. And at the time, and one cannot cooperate and work together with an organization whose entire ideology is anti-Torah and at odds with Torah philosophy. The Mizrahi represented the first group, the Agudas Israel, the second group. And in any case, when the State of Israel was established, there were those that held that a state is not an ideology, and therefore one could be involved in the state and really should be involved in order to see that it goes according to Torah ideology and law. And there were those that held that the state is just the culmination of Zionist ideology and one can have nothing to do with it. And there were those that held that the state is the beginning of the redemption of the Jewish people. The last group was the Mizrahi. The middle group that held that one could have nothing to do with the state is basically the Neturei Karta. And the ones that held that the state was not synonymous with the ideology of Zionism is the Agudas Yisrael. You can understand now why there are some that hold that the Day of Independence of the State of Israel is a holiday, a positive day. There are those that hold that it's a negative day and those that are ambivalent. Whether you can make something into a yontif has specific halachic guidelines. Basically, a miracle had to happen on that day that affected the people who are celebrating it from a threat of death to life, which many hold did not happen on Yom HaAtzmaut, because not only weren't Jews saved on that day, but a war started on that day. Many Jews lost their life on that day and subsequent days throughout the War of Independence. Others counter and say, no, just the establishment of the State of Israel itself and the ability for there to be a place for Jews world over to be able to come as a place of refuge. And most certainly after the Second World War, this was a place of refuge for Jews who had no other place to go. That in itself warrants making a holiday. And most Gedolei Israel are of the first opinion that it does not have the halachic status of a holiday. To say Hallel, it has to be a miracle that happened to most of the Jewish people. Obviously, even those who hold it could be a holiday hold that it didn't happen to most of the Jewish people. Most of the Jewish people were not in Israel at the time. And therefore, even those who say Hallel, most of them say it without a bracha. Others hold that you shouldn't say Hallel at all, or say it at the end of davening as Tehillim, even from those people who say that it is a holiday. Surely those that say that it's not a holiday at all, there's no place to say Hallel. Since it doesn't have the status of a holiday, according to most Gedolim, one should not abrogate the laws of Sfiras HaOmer by listening to music or dancing or so on by Sfiras HaOmer, even though there are those including the Rabbinate of Israel, who say that it does have the status of a holiday, and therefore it abrogates the laws of sphere of mourning, and one can listen to music on Yom HaTzmaut. If one doesn't have a specific rabbi who he follows, who says one way or the other, he should follow what most Gedolei Yisrael poskim say, and not treat Yom HaTzmaut as a halachic holiday.